Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Jack Fritz in for John Marks on this Friday alongside Ike Reese. We are live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. It's Friday. Try Chickies' new Lent menu available at all locations for dine-in or takeout. Find a location at chickiesandpeets.com. We got all the tournament games on. Ike's got his Irish gear on, I'm sure. Psych, he's got it.
Well, you have on green.
You've got green, though. I mean, listen, it's a big win.
I got Irish in my blood. Somewhere.
I'm sure you do. Marquette is kind of dismantling the Catamounts right now, which is mildly concerning for round two.
We need Vermont to win this game, right? Or at least cover.
Well,
what was the spread?
I don't know. Because I took first half spread. I think it was 12 and a half. If I was a gambling man, I would know that I think it was 12 and a half. So we're monitoring all the tournament games.
All tournament games we are monitoring.
I need living and dying with the St. Mary's game currently. But
right now we're looking good. All us Pitt bettors.
Yeah, well, listen.
We took Pitt over Iowa State. Yep.
Deep breath.
I got that one.
It's early.
Iowa State 19-2.
Iowa State has 2 points in the first
10 minutes of the damn game.
I would say it's not the start that you are looking for.
Not if you're a Cyclone fan.
Not if you're a Cyclone fan. But speaking of basketball, Ike, and we'll go back to the calls on the Eagles and Super Bowl or bust, which, again, I knew I'd be disappointed in the fan base today, and they haven't really let me down. The city is changing right in front of my eyes, and I don't like it. But the Sixers play the Hornets tonight. Mm-hmm. Poor old MJ. He's selling the team. He's getting out.
His majority stake selling.
Which probably means LaMelo's walking?
Probably. You know what I saw?
What?
I saw a report, I don't know how true it is, that MJ may be part of a group trying to get the Washington Commanders.
Oh, I can see that. You know what other reports?
So he may be trying to sell
angle.
A little part of a stake there and get in on the NFL.
Well, he might be better at that than he was as an NBA owner.
Well, yeah, he probably wants somebody else to start taking the blame, too.
Now, I don't know if you saw this report. It might be true, might be not. I think he's selling the team because he wants back in and thinks he can go at least get 20 points right now.
He probably could.
In today's game?
In today's game, he could give you 20.
So, I wouldn't necessarily.
Not 20 a game, but 20 a game.
Yeah. Listen, we put him in some parlays.
He played 20 games, he might get 20 once. He won't average 20. Well, that's for damn sure.
A nice little throwback.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say tonight's a big game. But we're heading down the stretch here, and mm-hmm. and we talk about him. We'll get to Embiid and his MVP candidacy. But the thing that's kind of breaking right for Joel right now is that Giannis lost last night in a game against the Pacers. He got blown out. And Jokic, I mean, he had lost four straight for the last little bit. So Embiid, they've won six straight. But I want to know where the fan base is on one player who, when they traded for him, we were very excited about him. And since he started playing and the season ended earlier than we thought and he didn't get the ball back in a game six at home, James Harden, I know he's been sort of polarizing but sort of gone under the radar. There's this idea that he might go back to Houston, which I am on the standpoint of I think that would be a disaster for the Sixers. But just James Harden, the player, I've grown to love him, Mike. I know it's a big thing. It's
love
a big
him.
Thing to say with James Harden. But I've grown to love watching James Harden play basketball for the Sixers. And I'd be devastated if he left this offseason because for a couple reasons.
What's in that cup over there?
It's just water, but it's clear, so you never know. He's a great facilitator. Yeah. And he is averaging, what, 21, almost 11 assists a game?
Leading the league in assists, I think.
He's shooting the highest percentage from three in his entire career. He's shaped his game to where they needed him to be. Like, he was never going to be what he was in Houston. He was not going to be that high usage, kind of what Luka is now. Mm-hmm. He was not going to be that guy here because Embiid was here. He was the best player. Mm-hmm. And I think he's just done a really good job of being okay in this stage in his career, deferring and scoring when he needs to, not taking a ton of shots, facilitating. I think he's been a good mentor and a good leader for Maxey. We'll see how he continues to develop. But I didn't think I would love him, but we're here coming down the stretch run in his second year as a Sixer. I love James Harden, and I want to know if the city is starting to get on board with him.
No.
Oh, I love that.
Not like that. I can't go love. I don't know if anybody else is feeling that way. He hasn't done anything for me to love him just yet. Certainly, he's coming to the season, and since his injury seemingly has gotten into shape, and he's playing at an all-NBA level, not just an all-star level. He's playing at an all-NBA level, and I'd be surprised, as long as he doesn't get injured and finishes out the season, if he's not on one of those all-NBA teams. So I'll give him credit for that. I'll give him credit for, you know, being able to at least change me from to where I'm sick to my stomach watching him play to where I can at least stomach watching him play.
Yeah.
That is
a big step, I will
say. I don't have a level of disdain for him when watching him play. I've even found myself at times saying, yes, great shot from James Harden. I'm not going to sit here and say I've been out and out rooting. Yeah, let's go, Beard.
No, I know.
And all that. You can almost tell when I'm at a certain level of fandom with a player because they usually end up in my GIFs an awful lot.
I haven't seen much Harden GIFs.
I don't do many James Harden GIFs.
And he's got some good ones, too. He's got the little face with the little side eye.
And it's usually the only time – that's the only one I usually use is when something doesn't seem right. But I'll say this. My level of criticism has waned. I'm more in support of what he's doing. I like you. I like what I'm seeing. But for him, as well as Joel Embiid, although Joel Embiid has a certain place with me that it's going to take a lot more than what's already transpired before I get to some sort of level of dislike for Joel Embiid. I'm not even anywhere near that. But it doesn't mean I don't have high expectations for him. And he certainly needs to show up in the playoffs. But I've always contended this. Embiid's co-stars have never shown up in the playoffs to help him. It's always been all on him. And I can understand that ultimately that he gets the blame for the results. But I can accept giving him the blame if his co-stars show up and do their part.
Yep.
So I need James Harden, who's more than just a co-star. He's a top 75 all-time player that's looking for a max deal. He has to win one or two of these games in the playoffs himself.
Yep. He won one of them last year.
Yes.
It was the game
four? I forget which one it
game
was.
Game four here?
Yeah, I think it was game four here.
It was
game three.
Game three.
It was the Friday night game. Yeah.
And he went for 30-some, and it was like it's still in there.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's just been this whole
– because you're going to need that against a Boston.
100%.
If Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown is going off, it just can't be Embiid.
Right. And by the way, it's not even just those two. It's also Brogdon and Horford and
Smart.
Marcus. Well, he has an inability to go off as someone who's lost a ton of money on Marcus Smart. But I'm just interested to see where people are with Harden because I think that there's been a whole thing heading into the year and a lot of the year where it's been perceived with caution.
Yeah.
You know, let's proceed with caution. He's going to let you down when you need it most. And I just watched him this year, and I don't see it. I've seen a change player. I remember him in Houston. I never thought that guy was good enough to win a championship. He was a great player.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a different level when it comes to winning a championship. And I've seen more winner-ish vibes from James Harden than I feel like I've seen in the past.
Then I need to see it in the playoffs.
And I think that's where a lot of – I think that's totally fair.
That's where I need to see it at if – Ooh, boy, you're talking about somebody doing a complete 180 on a player. But this is how I am. This is the maturity level that I've risen to.
Many people have said that.
I need a star performance in the playoffs to make me fall in love with James Harden, to make me feel like you're a Sixer. and I should ride or die with you. Right now, you seem like you're a mercenary looking for a max deal. I need you to care about winning in Philadelphia and winning a championship here for this city, not just you getting a max deal. That's why everything for me with the Sixers is about Embiid. He's the guy that I want to win the title.
Yes.
I want you guys to help him. But if you want me to love James Harden and get to that level with James Harden, then I need James Harden to do something for the city of Philadelphia for me to feel that way about James Harden.
215-592-9.
Let's go, Beard.
215.
I'm open. I'm willing.
Your heart is open.
I'm open.
It went from closed shut on James
right,
Harden.
Right, exactly. But if it's for the city and it's going to help Embiid win, I'm open to embracing James Harden.
Wow. What a moment. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in on that, where do you stand on James Harden? Are you believing? Are you buying in? Or is there still that voice in the back of your head that is saying, do something in the playoffs before I buy into you? But you mentioned Joel Embiid, and I mentioned this before the break. I think he has risen to a different level of maturity, and I think it has to do with two players. But he said this after the game against the Cavs the other night that really stuck out to me. Here's Joel Embiid after the Cavs game the other night.
You told me you're done campaigning for yourself in terms of the MVP. So answer me this. What is fueling you down the stretch here in this regular season?
Man, I'm trying to win. Try to rack up as much wins as we can. And try to get the group together. Doing our job like tonight, down 12. We've had a fight, all season long, especially going down. And we keep coming back, and that's good to see. So, my teammates, they're making my job easy. So I'm just going out there. They have a lot of trust in me, them and the coaches. And, but we're doing it as a team. It's not about me. It's not about, James. Whatever I do out there, it's not about me. It's about the whole team.
And I've never heard him talk like that before, right?
Yeah.
And he's
mature.
I've never heard him. He's always said he cares about winning. And he's always said it's not about me. But I've never felt it.
Yeah.
And I believe that Jalen and Bryce ascending to the level that they did in the playoffs and him sitting on the sidelines like, am I no longer the big dog in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
I think it's gotten Joel to another level. And it's got him saying, okay, these guys didn't campaign for an MVP. These guys pretty much push everything on their teammates. Like, it's on them. Like, we're doing this together. And I think those two players – Bryce and Jalen have gotten another level out of Joel Embiid.
And he was here before them.
Correct.
And they've reached greater heights than he has.
If you ask a lot of Philadelphians, he's probably third right now.
As he should be.
In like the...
I mean, just in popularity rankings.
Popularity, yep.
And talent-wise, he's number one.
He is, I agree.
Yeah, but yeah, and he should be third. He should be third. And he should use that as motivation. The two other guys have come here in the time that he's been here. And they've led their franchises to at least an opportunity to win a title. And you're still here not being able to get out of the second round. I hope it does drive him.
Yep. So that's been one of the, I believe, inverse reactions to what the two other teams in the city
have done. It.
And now, listen, we're a city of almost champions. We can't say champions yet. We're a city of almost champions.
At least we're a city of conference and league champions.
Yeah, and it's time for the Sixers to join the party. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in on the Sixers, where do you stand with James Harden? I'm very, very interested to see if you're starting to come around on him or if you still have this, wake me up when you do something in the playoffs. Mike is in Baltimore. What's happening, Mike?
Positive Mike is feeling positive.
I'm sure you are, buddy.
And Mad Mike, man, that guy is an embarrassment. I'm calling him out right now. Anytime, anywhere, man. Talking about Howie like that, man, that boy needs to be slapped around a little bit. I'll tell you what, Howie has done a great job with the Eagles. He has positioned this team to be good for the next couple of years for sure. And I think they're headed right back to the Super Bowl. I really do. I love the way the backfield is shaping up. And people haven't mentioned the name, but Trey Sermon is going to be in that backfield. We are stacked in the backfield. And I'm confident that Penny and Trey Sermon, Gainwell, Boston Scott, does it get any tougher than that?
Well, seriously, I mean, listen.
That is a tough crew in the backfield.
It's a crew with a lot of question marks for me, if I'm being honest with you, Mike.
Well, you had question marks about Jalen Hurts. I didn't.
Yeah, that's okay. That's fine. He's not the only person that I'll have question marks about. But right now, until these guys actually prove that there shouldn't be questions there, I feel okay saying there's question marks there. If you want me to go through them, I will. I mean, right now, Trey Sermon's on his second team as a third-round draft pick, and he's yet to start a game in the NFL. I mean, Rashad Penny, hold on. Rashad Penny has played in average seven games a season over the last 4 years, and Boston Scott has never been a featured back, and neither has Kenny Gainwell. So that leaves a lot of question marks to me.
Well, you know what? I just look at it differently. I like the way the guys run. I like the way that they just run, period. That's how I look at it. They're running behind a good offensive line. I think out of those four players, you've got a lot of options. And I think they're going to stay healthy because they're not going to all have to be used at one time. So, you know,
well, that would be hard to do. We don't usually use four running backs at the same time. Yeah.
Well, I mean, but that's how the game has changed. I mean,
I don't think Rashard Penny has been injured because he's been overused.
Well, that's a fair comment, but. You know, overall, I just think they have some quality depth there. But that's not the only thing. I mean, the thing is that Howie has positioned this team with draft picks. We really aren't losing that much. Okay, we lost T.J. Edwards. Honestly, T.J. Edwards was a serviceable middle linebacker. He was not a great linebacker. I don't know where. I mean, he made plays, okay, but he was getting shoved around a lot in that Super Bowl. He was nowhere to be found. And, frankly, I think he's replaceable, and I think Epps is replaceable. I mean, these guys were just, you know, good, but they were not great players.
Right.
So, you know, I think that he's kept the players that I think that are important to the Eagles in terms of their veteran leadership. I think Cox is a great player. I don't know why you guys dog him so much. It's ridiculous. The guy's definitely going to serve a purpose this year. We need Fletcher Cox right now. There's no doubt about that. They're going to have a little bit of a youth movement up front, and he's going to be part of the leadership. And I just think he's done a masterful job.
All right, Mike. Okay. I got you.
I'm with you there. I'm a Fletcher guy.
Yeah.
I'm a Fletcher guy.
I got to be honest.
I mean, I don't think I'm out of line for saying the running back is a backfield, is a questionable backfield. I mean, we got two part-time players back there, a guy that's been injury-prone his entire career, and we got a guy that's a young player that's yet to reach his potential as a third-round draft pick. Am I missing something there?
No, you're not. And I'm high on Rashad Penny just because I'm always like an upside guy, but I mean, he's played like 22 out of his last 58 games, I think. So
I'm like, we're all hoping for the best, but to act like it's a sure thing, I mean, just because he put on an Eagles uniform doesn't make it a sure thing.
Yeah, I think that I enjoy Mad Mike's calls more than positive Mike. I have a positive outlook on this, and it's what we started with today, which is 2023 being Super Bowl or bust, because, you know, when you see how everything has transpired this week, and you see how they've gone out and essentially brought everyone back, like they lost T.J. Edwards, and I thought T.J. was a good player.
Yeah.
But they've never valued putting a ton of money into a linebacker,
sure.
And he seemed pretty giddy to get back to Chicago. Like he did an interview on 670 The Score and was like, when Chicago came calling, it was pretty much game over.
Yeah.
So he wanted to return home. And Marcus Epps, I thought, was a good player. But if you get Chauncey Gardner-Johnson back, it's almost a moot point at this point. You know, if he comes back, then Marcus Epps is replaceable.
I agree.
And who knows? So the one thing about the Greedy Williams thing is that I wonder if there's any part of them saying that they took Chauncey and made him a safety, and maybe there's any way that Greedy could do that.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. At this point, I think I'd be more surprised that CJGJ came back than me expect him to come back.
Yeah.
I just would. I would imagine the Eagles have held firm at a number in which they are willing to invest in that position. Certainly doesn't seem like anything that Chauncey is ready to is chomping at the bit to go sign.
No.
Unless he had already be signed.
Well, and my hope is that he is waiting for the Eagles to see if they can get the money close enough. Like, I hope that he's he maybe has other options out
but
there.
But if he was a priority for the Eagles at 25 years old,
he'd be an Eagle.
It would be done already.
That's a good point. Because, like, I mean, like, they always take care of their own.
If they got a guy they targeted and they said he is a priority, they're going to sign him. They just signed 9 different players. You mean to tell me they couldn't sign the one guy that they want?
But at least he's one of the not a part of the retirement home.
Exactly. So if they obviously have a number in which they're willing to pay him, and they're not going to budge off of it.
No. And maybe he'll come down, and maybe he'll.
I mean, I don't know what that number is. We talk about Jordan Love, the kid who used to be with the Giants, who just signed with somebody for $6 million a year. I don't know if CJ wants to play for $6 million a year.
No. But maybe. I wonder if this all gets resolved on a one-year deal where he proves his value again and hits the market
right
at 26.
Right.
And it's almost like a best-of-both-worlds scenario. He can prove he plays the entire year without the lacerated kidney issue, all of that stuff.
Which would be similar to what Jesse Bates did from the standpoint of he played on a franchise tag. This would be equivalent to be playing on a franchise tag at 1 year.
And it's not the same as Malcolm, but Malcolm was kind of the same as last year here.
His last year on a one-year deal.
Come on back 1 year, go prove it. And they still didn't pay him.
But the Saints paid him.
The Saints did pay him.
Yeah, I think he got 16 out of the Saints.
Yeah, he sure did.
So
he found a way.
Yeah.
And the good part is that out in Denver, again, Justin Simmons is there, so they don't. Sean Payton doesn't like dying to go bring back C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah, yeah. I think I speak for most fans. Listen, the money doesn't matter to me. Whether he gets a dime or he gets $100 billion, I'm not getting any of it. I just want the player back.
Right.
So whatever, if he decides he's cool with coming back or whatever the Eagles are trying to offer him, let's do it.
Yep.
Let's do it.
215-592-9494. We'll get to all of your calls on the other side. Lot to work in. We just mentioned the Sixers. James Harden. Are you starting to buy what he's selling? Or are you still kind of like, we'll wait, a little wait-and-see mode? Joel Embiid buying into the Sixers, all that, but also the Eagles, where we started today. After this week, where we headed into it, there was a lot of whispers, a lot of the beat writers were saying, listen, step back season, get cap healthy. The Eagles said, screw it. And they said, we're going to go push our chips in for one more run at this thing with some of the older players. And it has me feeling on this Friday with Jalen Hurts ascending to a top five quarterback, with this offense the way it is right now, the defense pretty much still intact. It's a Super Bowl or bust year, and anything less would be a massive disappointment. I don't feel that from the fan base. Where are you at? 215-592-9494. We'll get back to all of your calls on that coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.